Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
All right. Hey, people, good evening, and welcome to You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. Yeah, that's the theme and the topic for tonight's show, and as you just heard, a brief introduction commercial there by Rick Ricketts, who's one of the Circle of Champions and one of the people that have become a millionaire in this business. And as people share every day, it's not too late for you, those of us that are already in and those that you might have had somebody come on and listen in as a guest to learn about this tremendous opportunity called YTB, Your Travel Biz. As it is growing and blossoming and booming and just constantly getting better and better and better and better and better and better. And, you know, the thing that we want to talk about tonight is how to make sure you take advantage of the opportunity, you know, if you're involved in the opportunity so that you can win. And in order to win, you have to plug in, people. I mean, it's no simple way of putting it. It's the same at your job. You wouldn't take off all week and then on Friday, if that's the day y'all supposed to get paid, go to the job and ask them, where's my check? People would look at you like you're a fool. And so, you know, that's the importance of this plugging in piece. You know, sometimes people feel, well, I don't have time to do all of that, you know. Hey, see, that's the hardest thing about working for yourself. Is making sure that you manage yourself and manage your time, or would you rather be slave-driven? See, because if you don't manage yourself and you don't work this business by plugging in and doing what you need to do, they got places where you can go, and it won't be pleasant all the time when they tell you to plug in. I mean, you know, I'll never forget, you know, first little job I got as a youngster when I had to raise some money for my prom. My dad told me I needed to get a job because he wasn't going to pay for my prom. He says, your prom, you're going out on a date, you got somebody you want to take out. He says, you need to get you some money. So I got a job at it was called Rustler's at that time. It was Rustler's Steakhouse. It was eventually part of the KFC network, but it was a steakhouse. And I'll never forget. You know, I was doing dishes and stuff like that, and you know, I was like 16 years old, and you know, I was just learning how to do some of these things, as far as using the machinery and, you know, lining the dishes up, getting them in the thing, and you know, getting them done and getting the trash right and all of that stuff, and so I was moving kind of slow. So I'll never forget this white man who was the boss. He, you know, he came back and. He called me a slow, stupid MF. I looked at him, and I was like, you know, whoa, wait a minute. You know, he said, you're a slow, stupid MF. You need to hurry up and get them so-and-so dishes done. So, you know, I was like, I was crushed, you know. You know, that was, see, this was way back in the day. Nowadays, if a person approach our young people like that, I don't know what happened to them, you know. But I wasn't raised during that time where, you know, kind of little more rambunctious as a youth. So when I went out the back door to put the trash out, I just kept on stepping and went on home. I told my father what happened. My father went and got him a check for me. But I say all of that to say is that if you don't plug in for your own benefit and good, you might be forced to plug in somewhere else where you cannot always have a pleasant circumstance. Let me bring up my co-host, Monty Sullivan-Mitchell. Monty, you there?
I'm here, Satawi.
Hey, man, what's this whole thing about plugging in and why is it so important?
Well, check it out, man. I remember my first prom experience. I had to get a job, too. I worked at a bakery, and I only lasted 2 days. But I raised my little money to do my prom thing. But bottom line with YTB, Your Travel Biz, is as with any business or anything that you, it could be sports, music, whatever it is that you're pursuing, you've got to learn about what you're doing. You got to learn how to do it, when to do it, how to do it, you know, those type things. But you can't learn those things if you don't if you don't come to practice. Plugging in is about coming to practice. I played a lot of basketball, played basketball in college, those type things. And, you know, when you come to practice, one of the things that you build is you build team unity. So you've got to become a part of the team and participate in everything that the team is participating in, because you've got to build that unity, because it's, you know, when you get in these games, it's sometimes it gets real crucial in a game where you got to depend on each other. You got to know each other. You got to be able to feel, you know, what your teammate's going to do. And so if you haven't been coming to practice, if you haven't been plugging in, you'll never know, you'll never get close to knowing those things. And therefore, when the crucial moments come, you'll be the weak link, and you'll help the team lose the game. So, Satawi, it's so very important to plug in. It's so very, very important to come to practice.
Yeah, and, you know, we got so many great ways that people can plug in, you know, to this business. And, again, you know, people, when we say plug in, we're not talking about some kind of grind-out system that wears you out. I mean, the company makes it so simple, you know, so easy for you to do. And that's, you know, you got a back office. And in your back office, they have what we call conference calls that explains to you various ways to make your business profitable. And the other thing is, besides the conference calls, if you don't catch them live, they all are archived, and you can go through, sort, and randomly pick out, you know, which ones you might have missed or want to listen to, and then you can listen to them over and over again. So it's not like you got to catch everything. Well, you know, hey, I'm at work on that time when that call comes on. You know, well, great. Go to your computer. Go to your back office. Listen to it at your leisure, at your own convenience. And I think part of the difficulty sometimes people have is learning how to just schedule their own time. I mean, you know, I make up a schedule, and I schedule my time, you know, and one of the books that really helped me a lot is a book written way back in the early 1900s by a guy named Frank Bettinger. And, you know, in the book he just talks about how he was able to hit what he needed to hit in sales. Well, he was a baseball player, and then when he left from baseball, he got involved in sales. And one of the things he did was he managed his time. You know, he talked about, you know, planning your time is so important. And one of the examples he gives is, you know, he planned his weeks. And one day he got a call from a person that told him, say, well, hey, I'm going to be in town Friday at such and such time, and I'll be able to catch up with you then, and maybe you can share with me, you know, what you wanted to try to get an appointment with me with, you know, a month ago. And he told the person, I'm sorry, I can't do that because my week is already planned, and I already have such and such scheduled at that time. And what I can do is look and see when I have another open date on my calendar. And see, when we get really into planning, then people, you will learn what I'm talking about, because I have to do that. I get calls for guest appearances to be on radio shows and stuff, so I have to keep a calendar, letting people know when I'm available, when I'm not available. I'm already been planning something. But I think, Monty, you know, sometimes it's really, you know, the thing is that what we're trying to also teach people is how to plan your time.
Yeah, I mean, planning is so important. I mean, we used to be in the financial service arena at one time, and the thing that you learn in the financial arena as it relates to building wealth or building your net worth is that you got to have a financial game plan that you have to follow. And it's the same thing like when you take a trip. You know, when you take a road trip, you need to get on that map and plan your trip by going to that map and mapping it out. So everything involved in life, if you're going to complete something and become successful at it, you need a plan that you can look at every day, a plan that, you know, sometimes as you're going along your way working your plan, you may get off track. Well, the way to get back on track is You've got a written plan that you can go back to and look at and get back on track. But if you don't have that plan written down, if you don't have it somewhere where you can look at it from time to time and often, then it's virtually impossible to stay on track, because you can also check your progress by looking at your plan. If you've not done certain things or accomplished certain things according to the time frame of your plan, then that tells you right there that you are off track and you need to do some readjusting. So planning, Satawi, is so very important.
Yeah, and people, you know, this is a great time to be NYTB as companies moving towards its convention, and then also moving towards an announcement that was put out on July 14th that the company is moving in the direction of 2009, by the end of the first quarter, bringing on a franchise model system to just push the company in a whole nother upgrade in terms of direction. Everything that the founders of this company have done all along the way has always benefited the sales force, the reps, the people that actually go out here and recruit and build a sales force and share the opportunity with people. And we have a big thing, people that is listening, you know, tonight or might catch this in the archive before Wednesday. It's Wednesday night, people. Make sure you plug into the call. The founders are going to be talking about the whole future of YTB. This is one of the biggest calls. It is the biggest call in the history of the company at this point right now. And that's going to be at 9 p.m. You can go to your back office, and in your back office you can click listen to Coach's Call Live, and doing a special broadcast at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time, Wednesday night. And, you know, there's nothing, you know, except, you know, and I pray nothing like that happens, except someone close to me dies or something between now and Wednesday, that's going to cause me or my own death that's going to cause me to miss that call. What about you, Monty?
Got to be there, man. It's so very important. I mean, if you're in the company and the company is in you, you will definitely be on that call, because they're going to put out some very important and pertinent and crucial information that we need to be aware of. And so if you're not there to receive that information, you may as well consider yourself not really in the company, because this information, Satawi, is that important.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the CEO, Scott Tomer, he put out a thing the other day just sort of, you know, helping people deal with understanding where the company is going. And he said, you know, before getting into that, make sure that you understand the history of the company. You know, the goal from day one has always been to become the world's largest internet travel company. In 2007, YTB was recognized as the 26th largest seller of travel in America, and we're in the top 10 of those that are internet-based. And we you know, and these are great results. I mean, there is no real competition, and when, you know, there's some other companies that are doing travel from a multi-level marketing standpoint, such as YTB. When we go into the franchise piece, Coach made a statement yesterday that when we make this next step, that we probably won't have any competition for 10 years. I mean, that just gives us outside corner of the market. People, if you understand anything about business, a 10-year spread and something that, you know, those in the industry that want to try to be able to do what we do don't have the money, don't have the infrastructure to make the kind of shift that we are doing right now. And being able to do that, and you know, it just reminds me of, you know, one of the people that they learned, you know, direct marketing from, which was Art Williams. And when Art Williams first came out with Buy Term and Invest the Difference, it took the industry, the insurance industry, some time to get caught up with how to compete and come up with some products. And Coach is predicting that we're going to have a 10-year run before the competition can either circle their wagons and figure out how to compete with YTB. I mean, and they, like I said, even there's no competition right now. And I'm not going to call out companies, but, you know, there's a company that claimed that they have a similar program as us. They did $20 million in travel last year. We did $461 million in travel. They have four company employees. We have over 400 company employees that helps us with our sales force. There's no comparison. You know, there just ain't no comparison. And but, you know, the competitive edge, Monty, what do you think about this competitive edge that this whole franchise move is going to give us when he say a 10-year run before people can even circle their wagons and figure out how to deal with us?
Well, first of all, Satawi, if you just go back and just investigate and just track the company history as far as YTB's history as far as growth is concerned, you'll see that year after year, YTB has been growing in leaps and bounds. And so if that's happening the way it's happening, and now we're talking about entering into a whole new phase of growth, it's going to be exponential. So the time is now to be or to get with this company, or is, if you're with this company, to do the things that you're supposed to do to win with this company. So it's just going to be – this company has an amazing future, man. And as the show says, if you don't plug in, you won't win. You won't get any of this, Atali.
Yeah, and for people that's out there listening, hey, this is equal opportunity. It ain't based on no race, creed, color, or religion. All you got to do is follow the system, sign up, and have people know that you have an online travel booking engine and that you also can offer them an opportunity to get one, and you can offer them the opportunity to build a distribution system that soon will turn into a franchise distribution system. That's just that plain and simple, folks. And for those that's new out there listening, still trying to figure out what all that we're talking about here, when we see an online travel booking engine, Monty, go over, you know, what we have hold of in terms of the product and you know, some of the things that people can do when they go to your site.
Well, look, man, I'll tell you what. Bottom line is everybody loves to travel. Everybody loves to take a vacation. People working hard on their jobs. Everybody wants to vacation. We've got that product. We've got that travel product in place for them to take advantage of. You get your booking engine, your travel site, people can go to your travel site, book their travel, book their hotels, their flights, their rental cars. And you know what, man? So many people are into golf these days. That's another thing that you can take care of on this site. You want to buy a new car? You want to buy a pre-owned car? That's there. You need a passport? You can get your passport. You want to send flowers to your parents, your grandparents, your loved one, your wife, your husband? It's all there. So all you have to do is have your site up and running and direct people to your site. They can take care of their wants, and because they take care of their wants with you, you get paid 60% of what's of the commission paid for those products that they bought. So it's just a win-win situation for you, man, I tell you.
Yeah, so people, you know, that's the product. And then the other side is that the company gives you the opportunity as a marketing representative to go out and find people that want to have and own that vehicle. And they pay you very good for finding people that want to own that vehicle, and you can build your own team. And that's, you know, what this is about tonight, as far as plugging in and getting people to, you know, be team oriented. You can build your own team, and as your team grows, you grow. And then you work to get yourself into what's called your power team. And your power team, basically, that happens for you once you have six travel stores on your team. And once you have six travel stores on your team and able to get those people in place, and then you move to what's called your power team. And when you're in your power team, they got bonus money that's just unbelievable in terms of how you make money in terms of this business. And so, you know, it's really a win-win situation in terms of of marketing. And we need to really focus on, you know, the opportunity that you can build a team and build a company within a company. And then also there's some special things you can do for your church and your nonprofit organization that you might like to support. You know, so it's not just about you as the individual. You can also reach back and help your community. And how can people take advantage of a program we have called Passport to Giving, Monty?
Well, on a nonprofit side of what we do, like you say, there's a program called Passport to Giving. Folks, I live right across the street from a church. I would imagine there are about, 1,000 members over there or so. And one of the things that I know, and Coach Toma has backed up with all of us, is that nonprofits are hurting for money. The money is drying up. The grant money is drying up because of the way expenses have gone up, like gas and food and all that. Donations are drying up from individuals. So these organizations, they do great work, but they need money to help them do that great work. And we have a product called Passport to Giving. And basically, you can help your favorite nonprofit by sharing with them some information. They get their own travel site. They direct their supporters to book their travel on that nonprofit's website. See, these people are going to travel anyway, so all they're going to do is redirect their money to help support that nonprofit. They book their travel, their hotels, their flights, their rental cars. They buy flowers, whatever they do from there, the golf trip. That nonprofit will receive, in the form of royalties, they receive 60% of the booking commission from that stuff that's booked on their site. So, folks, this is a prime opportunity for you to donate to your favorite charity and donate from doing something that you're already doing, traveling. See, people are traveling, Satawi, and if they redirect their dollars to their nonprofits, to their churches, travel site, that church or that nonprofit will benefit from that big time.
Hey, folks, just think now. Don't go south on us in terms of your thinking. I haven't heard any hotels come on the news lately, and like the Sheraton, and say, "Well, people are not staying at hotels, and so we're closing down 300-400 locations." I haven't heard any cruise ships saying, "Hey, people are not taking cruises, and so we're pulling some of our ships off the line." I haven't heard people that's renting cars out say that, hey, you know, no one's, even with the price of gas being what it is, I haven't heard them say that we don't have enough car rentals, and so Avis is cutting down back on locations and stuff. As you said, people are still traveling, so which means all we want to do is show you how to position yourself and help people recycle dollars that they're going to spend anyway, as opposed to spending with the traditional online agencies. They can spend it with you, or if you're not interested in doing the business, with your church, your favorite nonprofit, and it's a win-win in terms of, you know, helping everybody, you know, out there, because travel is a $7 trillion industry, and it's constantly growing. It is the biggest industry on the planet Earth, and one of the things, again, you should recognize, as we've been talking, why we're so excited about this opportunity to be involved with this dynamic company, is that when we move to the franchise level, and, you know, we're going to have one of the most, we're going to have one of the premier franchises out there because of the growth of the industry, travel, you know, bigger than fast food. So we're going to be bigger than McDonald's, you know, bigger than financial services. So we're going to be bigger than travelers, insurance, and all of those companies, you know what I mean? You know, the coach projected that we'll be bigger than Walmart and Sam's Club once we make the switch. I mean, so people, this is a time to plug in, get on board, and I understand some people might be listening saying they don't have a lot of time right now, but you can position yourself in this company and you can participate in our 555 program just to get started and, you know, give yourself time to be positioned by the end of the year to take advantage of some things. And I'm going to let my co-host share with you what the 555 program is, and then we're going to go on and wrap up for the evening.
Folks, do you have 5 minutes per day for 5 days a week to make $500 per month? 5 minutes, that's right, folks. 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week to make an extra $500 per month. Now, it can't get any more simple than that. If you don't have 5 minutes in your day, then actually you know nothing about planning. But if you can just plan for 5 minutes in your day to give somebody a magazine, get their name, their email address, and their telephone number, you're done working for that day. Now, anybody can do that. And you do that 5 days a week, you can earn an extra $500 per month, Satali.
Hey, that's it, folks. That's our $6,000 guaranteed program. And that's what we're going to close out with tonight. And I'm going to bring up one of my theme songs called It's My Time to Close the Show Out. Any closing comments, Monty?
Well, folks, it's time. It is time to get on board because one day, it's not going to be this simple to get with this company. So the time is now. Let's take advantage of it and get it done.
And with that in mind, we'll close out for the evening. Join us on the morning call, the Jet Set morning call, in tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And remember, hey, it's my time, but you have to make it your time. Listen to one of our theme songs as we close the show out for this evening. God bless you, and join us in the morning.